July is National Park and Recreation Month, so what better time to talk about Miami-Dade Parks, Recreation, and Open Spaces Department than, of course, right now, with Fanny Navarro, Miami-Dade Park's biggest champion, or community engagement management manager title. There you go. Thanks for joining us. We'll just call you the champion.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right. Happy month to you, then.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and share our July is the National Parks and Recreation Month, where we celebrate the great service that Miami-Dade County Parks offers our community.
And that's quite, 86 years you guys have been doing this?
Yes, 86 wow. years of Miami-Dade County Parks.
That's pretty amazing. It probably started with one little park somewhere.
It sure did. It actually started with seven heritage parks.
Okay.
And it tells a story back from World War II and how once the men came back from war, they needed to come back and be part of everyday life. Well, Miami-Dade County Parks was selected, and those gentlemen came in, and they built seven of our heritage parks. So there's great history in parks.
Oh, that is. It's very patriotic. Here we are with July 4th coming up. It just kind of all seems symmetrical in some sort of way. All right, so tell us, what are you guys doing anything special for your month?
We absolutely are. You know, Miami-Dade County Parks believes that every resident deserves a great park system. So National Recreation and Parks Association has created this initiative to make July the month to really celebrate the importance of parks. So here in Miami-Dade County, our Board of County Commissioners have proclaimed also July as Parks and Recreation Month. So one of the neat things that's happening is with this great nation on July 4th, you could come celebrate with us.
Well, there you go.
So we'll start off the month celebrating the 4th of July at one of our marinas.
Okay.
It'll be at Black Point, and the fireworks will start happening at 9 p.m. So we'll kick off the July celebration just spending time with family, and truly that's what parks is all about. And then on Wednesday, on July 6th, you could come join us at the Government Center, where we're going to celebrate the month. We've got great things happening. In fact, we have planned to pop up a park right in the middle of the lobby at Government Center.
Oh, how cool is that?
So you're going to see live plants just to truly emphasize the importance of greenery and beautifying our community. And that happens through parks.
Sure. Green space. We all need it.
Absolutely.
It calms us. Okay, so you're going to actually create a park and governmental center. Is that for just for everybody that's working there to take a breath and recognize the parks? Are you doing something with the commission or...
So earlier that day on July the 6th at 8:30, we're going to recognize our volunteers.
Okay.
And soon after that presentation, we're going to invite all of the commissioners down to the first floor at the lobby. And we're going to have cafecito and conversations about the importance of parks in our community.
Nice.
So we're going to chat, make sure that we understand the importance of parks and making them a priority. You know, sometimes we forget the importance of parks, and during July, we want to make sure that Miami-Dade County residents open up those photo albums and recreate those park memories during the month of July.
That's true. You kind of get hectic and crazy, and you forget that there's something free you could do on the weekend rather than looking for something to pay. Just go to a park, you know, have a picnic or whatever, and enjoy outside, enjoy the outdoors. It's pretty hard to get kids outside these days, so that's a great way to do it.
And here in Miami-Dade County, we have 270 parks. We're the third Wow. largest parks department in the United States. We have over 13,000 acres of land. So when you think about having an opportunity to disconnect and come connect with nature, with your community, parks build communities, we create memories. Think of the health and fitness components, you know.
Yeah, you can work out. They have the workout stations at a lot of the parks.
Exactly. And who needs a membership to a gym? Right now, most of our parks have fitness zones. We also have green areas for open play, but we also have running trails and waterways where you could launch and also, you know, view Miami differently through your park adventures. And that's what July is all about.
We also have bike trails, hike trails, and then, of course, you can kayak or canoe through the waterways, so
absolutely
a lot of way to explore. Okay, so you're going to have a park down at Governmental Center, and you're going to have your cafecitos. Any pastelitos with that? Or
absolutely. Cafecito always goes well with pastelitos.
Yes,
and add that conversation on there in the picnic table right in the middle of Government Center. It's going to be just a great opportunity to really meet the park staff, because aside from just celebrating Parks and Recreation Month, I really want to take the opportunity and really thank the employees and the volunteers that really serve our community through the Parks and Recreation Department.
Well, that's a good thing actually to bring up about the volunteers, because a lot of kids need to volunteer. And the park system obviously needs volunteers, right?
Absolutely.
So that's a good fit, right?
And in July, we have lots of volunteer opportunities. We have what's called Eco Action Day, mm-hmm. where you could come out, and it's part of our conservation and stewardship initiatives with the Parks Department, where we clean the mangroves or the seashore and also work at the sand dunes. So we have lots of volunteer opportunities. You could also adopt a park if you are a corporate organization and want to spend time and give back to the community. We welcome that, from planting trees to beautifying the great parks in our community.
Great. That is a perfect fit for those kids that are going into high school, are in high school, and they have to get their community service hours. What a great way to do it with the parks. They can be 14, as young as 14, to volunteer?
Yes, especially if they come through our signature volunteer days, for example, Youth Global Day or Day of Service 9/11. We have those large community events as well.
Mm-hmm. And when they to apply for volunteer, they go online. There's an application, I'm assuming, and then it goes to the county and they approve it.
Absolutely.
That's the way it works. Okay.
Yes.
In case somebody's interested. And, of course, website miamidade.gov/parks.
You got it.
Okay. I know this too well. All right, so what's up next?
So I also want to share that during the month of July, there's lots of things happening in your neighborhood parks. We just started up what's called the series Meet Me at the Parks, where the park managers are putting together free events for neighborhood parks. For example, Continental Park will be offering yoga for free.
Oh.
We also have health and lunch and learn sessions at Westwind Park. We have family nights at North Glades Park and Sergeant Delancey. Family community bike rides happening at Goulds Park.
Cool.
At our Arcola Senior Center, now this is an amazing opportunity where our active 55 and older, they play games and now they've turned it into tournaments, dominoes, cards. So again, we're enriching the lives of every resident of Miami-Dade County. And through the Meet Me at the Park series, our goal is to really engage the community that lives in that 1 mile radius where they could come meet us at the park, meet the neighbors, meet the staff, and what a great way to do that during this July month.
Cool. So meet staff, meet neighbors, and free yoga. I like these ideas. Now the Lunch and Learn series. Who is coming in to speak?
That's at Westwind Park. So we have different community members that are teaming up, other park champions. And interestingly enough, the community itself is offering their expertise to speak to their neighbors. So whether they're experts in real estate or if they want to share some healthy opportunities or tips, the community itself meets with the manager there at Westwind Lakes, and they're part of the series as well. So Meet Me at the Park is truly a community engagement opportunity for those who use the park on a daily basis.
So they can go and learn something and share.
Absolutely. And spend time. Just come meet at the park and really enjoy the great services and meet the staff.
Have a party. All right. What else do you have?
Well, throughout July, we celebrate the National Parks and Recreation Month with Miami-Dade County. We encourage residents to stay connected. So for this month, we're asking our residents to please find Miami-Dade County Parks. Visit the park. But let's take it one step further.
Okay.
The power of parks, let's go ahead and power up social media. Right now, through this national initiative, we want you to take a super park selfie. And we want you to power up.
Well, yes. There you go. As soon as you say selfie, people are going to do it.
Absolutely. And parks has such beautiful backgrounds for their selfies. And what it is that we're connecting with all the other parks and recreation departments around the nation, because this is a national movement to really celebrate parks. So we're having that As an engagement piece. So take your selfies at the park and share it through all of our social media at Miami-Dade Parks, Twitter, Facebook, and let's power up Instagram with those great photos.
Okay, what's the hashtag?
That's great. Our hashtag is SuperParkSelfie.
Super Park Selfie.
And that will go across the United States on national on Parks and Recreation. And then, of course, we want to share our Miami-Dade County, so make sure to hashtag Live a Park Life.
Live a Park Life. Okay. So then if you do a selfie, you could go everywhere.
Absolutely. And we want to share with the rest of the United States what an incredible world-class department we have here in Miami-Dade County.
Okay. All right, did you hear that? You're up to the challenge, you listeners. Go take a selfie at a park and make sure to do your hashtags. All right, so what else do you have going in July?
In July, starting out in July 1st through July 4th, right before our celebration of fireworks, Zoo Miami is having their $10 days.
I heard about this. So you could do, can you do Zoo Miami on July 4th? Are they open July 4th?
They are open July 4th. So the $10 days will start July 1st all the way through Monday, July 4th from 9:30 to 5:30. $10 admission. Again, with the great conservation efforts, we, you know, protect and educate wild places and wild animals, and it's through our Parks and Recreation Department in Zoo Miami.
Well, that's great. Okay, what else?
Well, you could definitely explore Miami in a different light through Park Adventures. We have sunset and sunrise kayaks happening throughout the month of July.
Okay.
We have sunrise photography taking place at our beautiful Deering Estate. And on July 17th, we have our free play day at the Deering Estate, where guests can enjoy complimentary admission. They could come really explore the heritage park that Deering Estate is and have hands-on activities that really focus on science and self-guided historic house tours during that day.
Well, that's good. You get a little history. And, of course, anything at this point is good for the kids over the summer before they forget everything, including their name.
That is true. And since you brought up summer, we currently have our summer camps taking place. We have 29 Live a Park Life general camps happening throughout Miami-Dade County.
Wow.
And we also have specialty camps from our eco-adventure camps, Zoo Miami camps, golf camps. So we have camps for all ages in the summer.
Okay, so is it like 6 to 12 or is it all the way up to 18? It's not up to 18, is it?
6 to 12.
6 to 12, okay. And if parents are listening and they don't have their kids in a camp yet, I know you must be dying by now. So now's a good time. It's never too late to enroll, and you can enroll by week to week, correct?
Absolutely. And we have online registration taking place at www.miamidade.gov/parks. And it's online registration. You can register week by week.
Okay. And the camps run, you have early and late hours, right? What are the hours?
Camp starts at 9 o'clock, but we do have early care starting off at 7:30. And depending on the specialty camps, we might offer later pickup as well.
Right. So that's great for people that are going to work. They can drop off their kids before they go to work. They have a great supervised day of fun and activity. Get the busy out. Get the activity going so that they'll be dead by the time you pick them up.
They'll be energized,
I would say. Run out all that energy. They will be very happy.
We're just building more park champions through our summer camps. You know, the kids get to explore different field trips, but they also get to create friendships. They also learned life skills. Through our summer camps, we also add fit-to-play components, which are elements that we offer in our after-school camp, as we, again, are the leading department fighting obesity.
Right. So, of course, if you get them to move, then you're going to burn off some of that.
You got it.
That's the important thing. Fit to Play, you said that's also in the after school programs. Now you're moving it into the summer camps as well.
Correct. Our Fit to Play programs are after school programs during the school year. But during our summer camps, our Live a Park Life, we do add those elements of Fit to Play. So our nutritional component, our morning mile, the kids, all of our camp do a morning mile early in the morning.
Really?
So we add those components from Fit to Play to our Live a Park Life camps.
Well, I'd like to go there because I need to get a mile in. Get it done in the morning, you'll be done. Okay, so you said there are 25 camps, and I had read the Camp Manatee and things like that. Where are some of the places? They're not at every park, right?
They are not. Those are specialty camps that are hosted by our nature centers.
Okay.
So we have A.D. Barnes that has one of our eco-adventure camps.
And that's down in South Dade, right?
South Dade.
Okay.
Camp Grenolds in the north part of the county.
Okay. And these are all the ones that have specialty camps.
Correct. From kayaking to snorkeling, really focused on conservation and being stewards of our natural resources.
Which is great. Okay, so name some other parks that have the camps.
So we have Tamiami Park that has our dance and basketball camp.
Okay.
We have Zoo Miami that has their Zoofari camp. You got it. We have our golf camps that happen at several of our golf courses.
Okay. Now, the Manatee Camp, where is that?
Camp Manatee.
Okay. Don't tell me I'm putting you on the spot here. Because I saw it and I was like, oh, that looks so much
That's
fun.
Actually at Crandon.
Oh, it
our
is.
Our Crandon Nature Center area.
Okay. Cool. So I figure kids will learn a lot about that. And I know that there's one where they go through the mangroves, but I can't remember that one either. But I know that there are a lot of different camps to get people, kids out there. And also just to, what's great is give them the information so that they're learning something firsthand that they may have seen in a book about mangroves and then go out there and look at them and experience them firsthand.
Yeah, those life skills when they actually get to explore their own backyard. We are so fortunate here at Miami-Dade County that we are nestled between two national parks, Biscayne National Park and Everglades. And in between, you got the 270 Miami-Dade County parks, which is just incredible wildlife, incredible connections to nature. And studies do show that with the increase of activities in nature and being out in a park really increases your health physically and mentally, and all of our camps offer those opportunities.
All you got to do is step outside.
That's right.
Well, if you just joined us, we're talking about National Park and Recreation Month, which is July, and with us is Fanny Navarro, and she's with Miami-Dade Parks. She is the champion of Miami-Dade Parks. And we've talked a lot about summer camps and things that you are doing in July. What about the Learn to Swim program?
Well, our Learn to Swim
program
happens throughout the year. During summer and in our summer camps, those who register in our summer camps have an opportunity to learn safety techniques through our summer camp. So we also have a component of Learn to Swim as part of our general camps as well.
So everybody gets to learn.
So everybody gets to learn how to swim, at least learn survival skills once they're in our summer camp. But our Learn to Swim is offered year-round. Mm-hmm. We do also offer swim scholarships as well, and that information is online. And those are offered throughout the year as well. We're very fortunate with our weather here in Miami. This is a program that happens year-round.
And how do you get a swim scholarship? What is it that you do for that?
Well, you have to live in the vicinity where the program is offered, so it's important that you check your community park to see if that is offered there.
Okay.
And several commissioners fully support the scholarship opportunities, and great park champions and corporations also assist in offering these scholarships through our park foundation.
Great. Okay, so then all you have to do is go online, miamidade.gov/parks. And check out Learn to Swim. And I guess they click on that and they learn everything they need to know.
Excellent. Yep.
Okay, so now with some of these camps, do all of them or just some of them have pools where the kids can swim?
Well, part of the program is that they take field trips during the summer camp. So they take field trips to our pools, and they meet with a certified lifeguard through the Red Cross, and they learn survival techniques at the pool during their summer camp field trip adventures.
I know when my kids have ever been in camp, they always have a test before they can go in the pool to see how well they can swim before they can go into the deep end. So if they can swim well enough, they pass, and they're very excited that they can get to the deep end. And I'm sure that's probably
that still takes place. Yeah. So they do have to swim for about 25 feet, and then they have to tread in water for at least 30 seconds. And so once they're able to do that, then they learn different survival skills. And And the fun of just splashing in the water as well, that's a great opportunity as well as being part of the camps. They get to enjoy a day in the pool.
Of course, and cooling off when
yes.
it's really hot. Okay, so I have here, what are the three most important things we should know about Miami-Dade Parks?
Well, some of the great benefits of Miami-Dade Parks is the health benefits. You know, living close to a park and other recreational facilities are constantly associated with better physical and mental health, both for adults and children, and Miami-Dade Parks offers that. Next is the environment. Parks, in particular with the trees, the air that we breathe due to our parks and the beautiful landscapes that we have, we improve the quality of air that we have. And lastly is that economic benefit, where parks add value to neighborhoods and increase properties. In fact, 4 out of 5 Americans agrees that local parks are well worth the tax dollars that they spend on parks. And here in Miami-Dade County, that's no different. We've come a long way, and in July, we celebrate the power of parks. And truly, it's the power of the people that believe in parks that we celebrate this July.
Okay, so health benefits, environment, and I was thinking about it, the canopy, because the trees have this huge canopy. I know Hurricane Andrew took a lot of that away, and the canopy is so important to the environment, and of course, trees and the oxygen and that whole thing. So it stands to reason that the parks can help us in so many ways. Now, in terms of open spaces, is there, because I know it's now Miami-Dade Parks Recreation and Open Spaces Department, is there some sort of edict about open spaces now with the parks program?
Well, with our open space master plan, our goal is that every resident has an opportunity to connect 10 minutes to either an open space or a neighborhood park. So aside from just providing these green spaces, when we mm-hmm. think about open spaces, it's truly about connectivity. How do we get from work or school to open spaces safely and comfortably? You talked about the tree canopies. Right now, through our Parks and Recreation and Open Spaces, not only do we care and maintain parks, mm-hmm. but we also maintain linear parks, our roadways and medians. We're adding trees to increase that better bike ride or transit ride to these open spaces. So when we think of open spaces is when you open that door mm-hmm. In the morning and you step out into a park-like connected community, from your sidewalks to your linear parks medians, and that truly is what Miami-Dade Parks is championing for, to have a park-like connected system that really connects all the public open spaces, including the parks.
Okay, so it's not just parks going to go on a swing. It's more about getting out there and enjoying whatever it is, whatever green space there is.
Absolutely. It's making sure that we connect people and parks for life, not just as a destination. We should be using parks on a regular basis to increase our health, to really improve our quality of life. And that just doesn't happen on special occasions. I mean, it's great that we celebrate special occasion in parks, but truly connecting people and parks for life throughout their lifetime.
Make a habit of going to the park. Is a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right. So what else can we talk about that we haven't addressed? What have we missed? Anything? You got to learn to swim. So we know that parks are vital to our communities, and not just for recreational fun, but also because they do add the value, right? So that's pretty much what that was about, adding the value, the health benefits, the environment.
That's correct. And through National Parks and Recreation Month, we emphasize the power of parks, and we encourage everyone mm-hmm. to reflect on the value of parks and open up those photo albums. Aside from the super selfies, why don't you recreate those park memories? And we would love to see them when you're running the hill at Tropical Park, or you're fishing at the lakes, you're spending time with family. This is an opportunity in July to really reflect on the importance of parks and really get out there and enjoy them. parks are always part of our lives, and when you think of the health benefits and when you think of the environmental impacts that we have to make sure that we use them in order to really gain that value in parks. And Miami-Dade County Parks, we really strive for a happy, healthy, and prosperous Miami-Dade County, and we're really proud to be a part of that.
Okay, so we've learned the value of parks. Now, how we know that you guys could use volunteers. What else could you use in terms of parks? Do you need help building parks, or is it just a question of having people volunteer to help clean parks? I know you have Eco Action Days. What else do you have, or what else can people do to get involved?
So in July, we're also starting what's called a corp. And we're looking for specialized volunteers that come with special skills, from landscape architects to naturalists, to become part of the Parks Department as a specialized volunteer to really create spark park stewardships within the community. Yeah. So if you have a special niche and you have that passion for parks, we're going to start a corp program, which will be an application process, and that will be online at the end of this month. Okay. And you can become part of this signature volunteer program. Well, you'll get to really embrace the power of parks through the department and being part of different projects around parks, whether it's through our marinas and our stewardship team, whether it's through our programming and recreation and stewardship, the environmental aspect. So we're looking for volunteers that have specific tasks that could enhance that park stewardship within our department.
So somebody who has landscape experience or designing experience, anybody that who has hours to volunteer, that has some time, as well as expertise.
Excellent. To really become part of the department, and not just as a park user, but to really be that park steward.
And how exciting would that be if you become part of a project and then you can see it to fruition? If it's you designing something and then watch it happen.
And these signature volunteers will have that opportunity. They'll be part of projects from the planning stages to the execution of different programs and projects. So they'll be part and they'll be engaged from beginning to end.
Wow. Well, now you have, if I remember correctly, 13,000 acres of land. Now, there's no more plans to get any more acreages there.
Absolutely. In order to have a connected park system, we definitely need more lands to make that possible through our open space master plan.
So you will be looking at lands to acquire?
Absolutely. Through our placemaking in our department, we acquire land, we build great parks, and we create memorable moments. And that's all part of the open space master plan, to make sure that we keep the green spaces and open public spaces available to the public and turn them into parks or keep them for community use. And Parks Department leads the way in that.
Okay, well, there you go. I guess with every new community, there needs to be, with every new building, there still needs to be green space to offset that, right? So if there's going to be another building, there should be another park.
Absolutely. We need to make sure, especially here in Miami-Dade County.
All right. Well, before we go, just want to remind everybody that July is National Park and Recreation Month, so go celebrate your park, especially Miami-Dade parks. And take a selfie, right?
Yes,
and hashtag, don't forget the hashtags, right. What
yes,
is that?
Hashtag Super Park Selfie and hashtag Live a Park Life. Make sure that you like us and follow us at Miami-Dade Parks, and we can't wait to see all the photos and recreation of park experiences throughout this great month of July.
Okay, and how long is that? All month long you can do that?
All month long we will be celebrating Parks and Recreation Month.
Okay, so if you're going to take a selfie anytime this month, and don't forget to be in the park.
That is true.
Take a picture of your face without the park in the background. So get on a swing or something in the park. Make sure there's a tree behind you. Make sure it's a park, and then you'll be involved, and we can't thank you enough. Fannie Navarro, thank you so much from Miami-Dade Parks.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you at the parks.
Absolutely.